Hello, hello, everyone. It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. You all are joining me for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. I want to thank you all so much for joining me again today for another episode. Today, we're going to dig in and talk about something that is a little bit different. We're going to dig into a little bit more into the spiritual world and the aspect of the spiritual world. Start, you know, breaking into some things within it. One of those things that we're going to talk about today is going to be what is called the spring equinox. I don't know if you all have heard anything about it, but the spring equinox is what happened today. Or yesterday for some of you all, depending on where you are. The spring equinox marks the beginning of spring, but it also marks something as well different, which is the beginning of the new year. So whereas most people and the way our society is set up believe that the new year actually starts on January 1st, the new year actually starts a little bit later in the year, which is what the spring equinox is about. The spring equinox marks the first full moon of the brand new year. So today actually marks the first day of 2019, to be exact. Now, the reason why this is because over time, since time has changed, our time has, you know, decreased a little bit in regards to overall time. So whereas days were longer, the moon and the sun were out longer back in the day, you know, 80 times and BC times. Now, it's actually to where we have shorter days. And because of those shorter days, it has changed our calendar and our harvest cycle. Because I don't know if you all know this, but we actually based most of our world off of the harvest cycle. Kids went to go to school. Used to go to school around the harvest cycle. Because back then, farming was the big thing. So kids were out in the summertime because that was a good time for growing. So it was a good time to get everything planted so it could be grown and grow to its fullest extent. And you gotta have somebody pick all those things. So that was part of the reason why school is designed the way it is for children, because of the harvest and because of these things. So with the spring equinox being the beginning of the new year, that means that it's the first full moon of our new year, which means it starts from the beginning. Now, ancient civilizations put a little bit more respect on these times. There are several times throughout the year. There's the winter solstice, the spring equinox. There's also an autumn one, as well as I think one more. I think there's four within the year. Now, the spring equinox marks a beginning, as I stated. So it marks a big change, a beginning of a new year. So think about it as well as the beginning of your life. Think about this as a beginning of a change for you, to where you can make some difference within your life and change some things. You can take this time to evaluate your life, see what's going on, and plant some seeds of greatness to get you to where you want to be in life. And one of those things that's going to help you do that is taking in the energies, the natural energies of the universe. Right now, the universe is filled with renewal energies. It's filled with good energies that are based on growth and foundation and building. And all of that is because of the time of year that it is. And with that being said, it sparks a change within our psyche almost. A reboot, which is why around this time, a lot of times you just feel good. You just feel naturally good and positive around you, and positivity filling the air around you, because that's what this era and time is about. That's what this area in life is about. the good energies within the universe. Now, one thing I want you to think about is actually the trees and the plants. One of the biggest things that you notice about springtime, and which makes it a little different from wintertime, is that you have the growing or the rebirth of your trees and your plants. So nature is reborn around the same time every year. And that is around this time. The universe is aligned to where it is able to sustain growth in the earth around this time. So, this is when all those things that we learned in biology and science in school come into play, like photosynthesis and germination and all of those things. Because at this point, there's communication going on. And I want you to focus on this. At the point where spring has started, a communication starts within the forest and within nature. Within nature, a communication is given out to let everybody know that it's time. It's time to start growing again. It's time to start taking in all these good vitamins and these good energies from the universe and start using it to grow yourself. It's time to rebuild. It's time to, you know, put this stuff back out here for our environment. I mean, you got to give it to trees, for example. Trees know around the ones that do this around every year, unless you're evergreen or a tree that doesn't lose its leaves. Around the same time every year, you go dormant, you lose your leaves. But we need your leaves. We need you breathing oxygen for our ozone layer. I don't know if some of you all know this, some people don't, but we on Earth as humans need trees for oxygen. The trees help make oxygen, carbon dioxide, which we take in and give out. And this is the process of photosynthesis when they go through and they feed each other and they go through that process of providing clean oxygen for us through their process. So if we didn't allow nature to do what it did, we wouldn't have this earth and experience the way we do, which is why so many people are so gung-ho about saving the environment. That's why it's an environmental focus right now, because global warming is something that is important and it is taking over a lot of our universal plans. Well, we thought we'd be here longer. We thought we'd have more time to do this. We thought we'd be able to figure this out by now. A lot of that is because global warming is just tick-tocking away at that time. And in order for us to slow down global warming, we need to take a more conscious effort into our lives and take a more conscious effort into doing good things for our earth and our universe. So with this spring equinox, main things you should be focused on is gratefulness. Gratefulness to the earth and the universe for providing us with everything that we need. Also, being grateful and being open to welcoming new beginnings in your life. Open that door to new changes and new things that are going to happen and make you the most absolute best version of yourself. Never sell yourself short. Never wait. Never settle. Okay? Always be ready for change and growth, and that's what this spring equinox is about. So today's spring equinox was a full moon for you to begin a new beginning for this year. So it's time to start. If you missed your New Year's resolution, you got another chance just in general to get everything going. You never have to stop trying, so never let them tell you that you do. You try as many times as you need to till you get it right, okay? Today, we're going to skip our meditation. I want you all to do your meditation on your own today. So take some time after today's episode and focus. Take a minute or two to sit in your stillness and ask the universe to help guide you on this journey. Ask the universe to help you on your rebirth, okay? I thank you all so much for joining me for today's episode. I'm going to make this one a little shorter. I want you all to stay positive, stay guided, and have an amazing day. Ashe, namaste.